This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government approves and decides to implement 10-point Genji agreement. Genji movement damage assessment reveals ₹84.44 billion loss across 54 districts. Anti-graft body CIAA files charge sheet against former TIA chief immigration officer and associates over bribery, corruption and money laundering. Lumbini Lions secure NPL final place after 40-run victory against Biratnagar Kings. And Reddit challenges Australia's landmark social media ban for under-16s in High Court. Now, the news in detail. The government has approved and decided to implement the 10-point agreement reached with the Genji representatives on Wednesday. At yesterday's meeting, the Council of Ministers approved the pact signed on December 10 at the office of the Prime Minister in Singha Darbar and decided to publish it in the Nepal Gazette. The decision was confirmed by Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel. The agreement bears the signatures of Prime Minister Sushila Karki and Bhoj Bikram Thapa, representing those who were killed or injured during the Genji movement. In addition, the Cabinet expanded the mandate of the Investigation Commission tasked with probing the incidents of September 8 and 9. Responding to questions about whether former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli would appear before the Commission, Minister Kharel said the broadened jurisdiction allows the Commission to conduct its work in line with prevailing laws. Meanwhile, a government committee formed to assess damages from the Genji movement has submitted its report to the Prime Minister Sushila Karki. The committee, led by National Planning Commission Secretary Ravilal Pantha, presented its executive summary during yesterday's cabinet meeting. The panel, which completed its work in 75 days, reported that 262 local levels across 54 districts in all seven provinces experienced losses during the protest. According to the assessment, 20 people died on September 8, 37 on September 9, and another 20 lost their lives in the days that followed. A total of 429 people, including 17 children under 13, were injured. The report further states that the government and public sectors suffered losses of ₹44.93 billion, the private sector ₹33.54 billion, and community and other sectors ₹5.97 billion. In the meantime, police have arrested 10 individuals accused of vandalizing and setting fire to the Koilali District Court and District Prison Office in Dhangari during the Genji protest on September 9. The arrests followed a complaint demanding an investigation into the arson and vandalism. A delegation from the Jai Matribhumi Party met Prime Minister Sushila Karki yesterday and submitted a memorandum urging the government to focus on good governance rather than concentrating solely on upcoming elections. The party called for swift action against those involved in suppressing the Genji movement and against corrupt individuals, saying such steps are essential to create a fair environment for elections. Prime Minister Karki on the occasion encouraged the party to contest the March 5 House of Representatives election with its own agenda, noting that the fight against corruption is ongoing. The Election Commission has begun determining the proportional representation percentages for various groups including Dalits, Indigenous Nationalities, Khas Arya, Madhesi, Tharu and Muslims as mandated by the House of Representatives Election Constituency Act 2074. A six-member committee coordinated by Subhash Kumar Bhattarai, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, has been tasked with calculating inclusive base percentages using data from the 2078 National Census. According to Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, the committee is expected to submit its report within 3 days, after which the commission will finalize the proportional representation percentages. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a charge sheet at the Special Court in Kathmandu against former Tribhuvan International Airport Chief Immigration Officer Tirtharaj Bhattarai 6 other individuals and 2 private companies on charges of bribery, organized corruption and money laundering. According to the CIAA, Vattarai is accused of abusing his position between October 2023 and May 2025 by bypassing mandatory immigration procedures, harassing travelers and taking bribes from passengers departing on visit visas. Investigators say he worked in collusion with travel operators Balkrishna Khadka and Deepak Bhandari, who kept diaries recording passengers, destinations and quoted bribe amounts. The CIAA has sought imprisonment, fines and confiscation of illegal assets for all accused individuals and the 2 companies, Greenline Holidays and Family Holidays Tour Travels and Tours. Penalties sought from Vattarai include imprisonment and fines under both the Prevention of Corruption Act and the Asset Money Laundering Prevention Act. Other former immigration officials and private sector operators named in the case also face imprisonment, fines and recovery of illicit earnings. Meanwhile, a separate CIAA investigation is also underway into suspected irregularities in visa departures during Bhattarai's tenure. Of nearly 154,000 Nepalese who travelled abroad on visit visas, over 42,000 had not returned as of mid-August 2025. Preliminary findings point to misuse of duplicate travel records, collusion with travel agencies, unauthorized departures of Indian citizens, and facilitation of blacklisted travelers. The CIAA is also probing possible involvement of additional officials and civil servants in related financial transactions. Every year, on 12th December, the United Nations observes the International Day of Neutrality, emphasizing the role of impartiality and non-alignment in preventing conflicts and promoting peace, diplomacy, and international cooperation. Established by the United Nations General Assembly in 2017, the day serves as a reminder of the importance of neutrality in global affairs. For Nepal, a country that has traditionally maintained a neutral stance in international relations, the day highlights the value of impartial diplomacy and the promotion of peace both within the region and globally. Nepal's commitment to non-alignment and constructive engagement continues to play a key role in fostering dialogue and cooperation among nations. 5 newly appointed non-resident ambassadors presented their letters of credence to President Ramchandra Paudil at separate ceremonies held at Sitil Nivas yesterday. According to the Office of the President, the ambassadors represent Uzbekistan, Romania, Tajikistan, Iceland and Cuba. Senior government officials were also present during the credential presentation ceremonies. CPN-UML chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli has indicated that he may continue as party chair after the upcoming 11th National Congress, either through agreement or election by delegates. Speaking at a press Chautari Nepal's editors' meeting, Oli said the Congress scheduled from December 13 to 15 could bring gradual generational changes and leadership transition within the party. Likewise, the UML has scheduled a secretariat meeting for 1 p.m. today with key discussions expected on party statute amendments and the nomination of representatives for the upcoming general convention. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Dr. Madan Prasad Pariyar, has called for Nepal to take a leading role in raising global awareness on mountain conservation. Speaking at an event organized by the Ministry of Forest and Environment to mark International Mountain Day, he said Nepal is among the countries most affected by climate change and stressed the need for collective action. Officials, including Secretary Govinda Kumar Karki and senior representatives from the ministry at the event, shared Nepal's engagements and achievements at the recent COP30 climate conference in Belém, Brazil. Now a sports news update. Lumbini Lions have advanced to the final of the Nepal Premier League NPL after defeating Biratnagar Kings by 40 runs in the second qualifier at the TU International Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. The Lions will face defending runners-up Sudhir Pashim Royals in the championship match for the title, set for tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. at the TU International Cricket Ground. Batting first after losing the toss yesterday, Lumbini posted 134 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. Biratnagar's chase faltered early with key batters dismissed cheaply. The Lions' disciplined bowling sealed a comfortable victory, giving them strong momentum heading into the NPL final for tomorrow. Now, on to an international news. Reddit has launched a legal challenge in Australia's High Court against the country's new social media ban for children under 16. The law, which came into effect this week, requires 10 major platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok and Reddit to bar accounts for users under 16. While Reddit is complying with the ban, it argues that the law raises serious concerns over privacy, political rights and online safety. The platform says there are more effective targeted measures to protect young people without resorting to blanket prohibitions. This is the second legal challenge to the policy. Earlier, two Australian teens filed a case claiming the ban infringes their constitutional right to communicate on political and governmental matters. The law, backed by parents and public figures including Oprah and Prince Harry, aims to shield children from harmful content and algorithms. Critics, however, argue that it may be circumvented easily, isolate teens from age-appropriate communities and disproportionately affect marginalized groups. Australia's policy, the world's strictest of its kind, does not allow parental exemptions and raises global attention as governments seek ways to protect children online. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the partly cloudy conditions are expected over the mountainous region of Kosi province, while mainly fair weather will prevail over the rest of the country today. The division has also stated that there is no significant weather system affecting the country at present. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 18 and 20 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government approves and decides to implement 10-point Genji agreement. Genji movement damage assessment reveals 84.44 billion rupees loss across 54 districts. Anti-graft body CIAA files charge sheet against former TIA chief immigration officer and associates over bribery, corruption and money laundering. Lumbini Lions secure NPL final place after 40-run victory against Biratnagar Kings. And Reddit challenges Australia's landmark social media ban for under-16s in High Court. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.